Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I heard Dave talking to you. You got the cold? You got the crud? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it just happened all of a sudden, I guess about 24 hours ago. I'm hoping I can shake it off because nobody wants to be sick on the weekend,
no,
right?
No. And noted carouser that you are.
Right.
You need to go out there. We know you as a St. Paul socialite. Is that what it should say, Dave? Rochelle Olson, comma, St. Paul socialite.
Yes, add, you know me.
You know me. Do you have if you're going out with a good pal, do you guys have a favorite place to go in our saintly city?
Dude, I haven't done this sort of thing in a long time. I mean, I don't know. You mean by go out to eat or you mean go out and drink? I mean,
both.
I used to love Revival, but that place is closed.
She gone. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. What would it be? I don't know. Well,
you should ask Mr. St. Paul himself, now Jason DeRussia.
Oh, yeah. I think I'll. Jason likes everything. Jason's not exactly super discerning, so.
Yeah, call some things out. He'll call some things
up. Okay.
But he's now Mr. St. Paul. He's moved to St. Paul. I mean, he normally dismissed St. Paul. Now I expect him to be named King of St. Paul at some point before next year is done. All right, Dave, I want you to play a little audio. This is the governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim, not Waltz, even though we get those texts all the time, not Waltz.
Why can't people get that right?
Well,
anyway.
Some of it's an autocorrect, but some of they've decided this is a cheap shot. There's a lot of ways to criticize him, and trust me, I've done a lot of it, but you can just say his name. Here's Tim Walz early in the day on the fraud.
$1 too many, but I'm not going to shy away from the great accomplishments we've made here, the things we've done, our ability to fix this, and I'll take accountability for it. I expect to get accountability from the Republicans to help us out and fix this.
All right, that's a little bit of what he said. He also talked about, I need to see more specifics on the $9 million. You know, it's unproven. I'm just going to say this. As somebody's interviewed Joe Thompson a number of times, when Joe Thompson is telling me these 14 groups, $18 billion, and half of it or more could be fraud, I'm believing Joe Thompson. And I think Tim Walz is asking for trouble. He's going to say, I need more of the proof. That's not the way to respond to this. Who is giving this guy PR advice in responding to this scandal, which, fair or not, has happened while he's the governor of the state?
Well, I assume his close personal staff. I mean, he's got some staff who've been with him a long time. Chief of staff, his communications guy. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why he's handling it like this. I agree with you on Joe Thompson. He's certainly not somebody who exaggerates.
No.
He's also, I've interviewed him as well. He's a Minnesota guy. We had a long interview with him last summer. I wrote about it. He's a Minnesota guy. He wants the fraud.
Yeah.
He wants the fraud to end, so we can preserve our way of life, Chad. I don't know. It's a little baffling. I'm not sure. Yeah. I keep thinking they're going to get their footing under themselves regarding this, but it hasn't been great so far.
No.
walls.
If I'm giving the guy advice, first of all, I would have addressed this years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and put more things in place and accepted responsibility, call people out, fire people. But now every time he talks about it, he's agitated and angry, and I get it. It's such a brutally partisan world that anytime a Democrat screws up, Republicans are all over him, and vice versa. Anytime a Republican screws up, Democrats are all over him. But this is unprecedented. These are gargantuan numbers involving programs where they are helping people in need. And I'm not saying he should be in charge of watching every single dollar. He's the governor. And you know endlessly, you know this very well as someone who's never afraid to praise or criticize. When things are going well and you're the governor, guess what? You're not involved in every program, but you get a lot of credit. So when things screw up, and it's been going on for years, the idea that he's just beyond approach on this is nonsense.
Well, and I mean, I guess the generous reading of it would be that it was sort of a fog of war thing, that they didn't really know the scope of what they were dealing with. On the other hand, again, I mentioned, I sat down with Joe Thompson last summer. Joe Thompson is a very skilled communicator. So I'm not sure how well that sort of excuse or whatever holds up. I mean, I do think it is hard. It is easier in hindsight to say, oh, it was huge. And I mean, but still, it doesn't. I think the response definitely should have been quicker and more. I don't want to say holistic, but I'm going to say holistic.
Yeah.
Maybe we should not be giving these programs to nonprofits. Maybe they should be. I mean, I know Republicans don't like government, but maybe they should be done in house.
Well,
and
I'll say that
nonprofits are just going to steal from us.
Yeah, I'm going to say this on the fog of war. Maybe in 20, maybe in 21, when when it was just a crazy amount of federal money that was going out. Even going back to, just 2021, but not 22, not 23, not 24, not 25.
We are in 25. Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty deep into this.
And it's exasperating as we are all watching our, I don't know about you, but I mean, our health insurance premiums are going up. Even if you're
correct,
you're not on the Affordable Care Act. Ours are going through the roof too. So, but meanwhile, we got these fraud tourists, so
yeah.
Maybe we should become fraud tourists.
Well, that's what I was texting with a friend the other day on stuff, and I said I got to get back to my fraud tourism. I got to decide where to go. You know, it's like you want to chuckle about it, but it's staggering when people, and you know, it's way more than just the two in Philadelphia who feel like they can travel here because there's so much money available, and as Joe Thompson said, it's easily accessible. And so,
well, they did it. I mean, they got millions of dollars in the short. They opened a couple, what was it, LLCs and just started printing money. That's enraging for sure.
Yeah. So when Walls is trying to go back at specifics and questioning Joe Thompson's credibility, that's good luck on that one, Tim. That's not the way to go. Let's pause. Let's get to a couple more items on this. And then, of course, we got to get to cheers and jeers. Another excellent column for Rochelle, and she's got the crud like a lot of people have had the crud. So it's real life happening here. It's 47 past 1 on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So as we sit here, as Walls is in the eye of the storm, do you see a prominent Democrat saying, guess what?
No.
I don't think he's going to win. He might be mad at me, but I'm jumping in this race.
No. Not yet.
Not yet.
But I wouldn't rule it. I mean, I'd never rule anything out. But, yeah, that was a tough day yesterday for him. And the news continues to be tough, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like, I've written before about other potential candidates, Steve Simon, Amy Klobuchar. Somebody could jump in and doesn't have that baggage. And of course, we talk like you can just jump into a governor's race, but these people both have the ability to raise money and they have name ID. That's two. So, but I don't see, there would have to be some sort of, you know, backdoor conversation.
Klobuchar would be the Bigfoot, right? Where she would say, because a lot of people felt if he announced, let's say he's not going to run, that she was going to say, okay, can I be president? Can I not be president? If I don't think I can be president, let's go back and run. Like if that phone call came from Klobuchar saying, we're pals, but I'm going to be the one to tell you, I think if you run, we're going to lose, so I'm going to step in. That'd be a hell of a story early next year.
Yes, it would be. And I'm not sure it would actually come from the senator herself. I suspect she'd send a proxy.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I mean, we're also not sure that, she's certainly, she's smart, she's competent, all that. But being governor is a totally different job than being senator. I mean, frankly, as you pointed out earlier, when things are good, you get the credit. When things are bad, you get the blame. And there's a lot more attention on you in that role. And you're not flying around meeting rock stars all the time or going to meet the Pope. Not to diminish her work in the Senate, because I'm sure I'll get a call.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm aware of those, too. Well, let's just say this. And we both have dealt with Amy for a while and know Amy. She's no shrinking violet. She's a very confident person. I think she believes 100% she could do it. I'm not saying this is going to happen. But, by the way, if she jumps in, that would be – she's not as popular as she once was, but the Republicans would much rather run against Tim Walz than Amy Klobuchar.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can say she's not as popular, but, I mean, this woman – she puts in her time. I mean,
doesn't
she go to 87 counties every year, I think?
Yep,
or is that every?
Right.
I think it's every year. And I mean, she's everywhere. She works so hard, and she has the name ID, which is also a hurdle that, you know, people throw that out. But it's like there are people on the Republican side who may be competent, but people don't really know who they are. And you're fighting that. You're climbing up that hill, and that's hard. I mean, Chad Hartman, 2026, that guy's got name ID. Hartman Olson. Olson Hartman. No, we have too many skeletons.
They're not in my closet. They're throughout my house. They're in my car.
On the couch.
No, I'm on the couch. Normally talking to about my closet. Let's talk about our skiing star again, because you quote Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
How about the fact that not only is she going to try to make the Olympics, she just won. I mean, she is just a freak of nature.
Well, I have to say, I was kind of surprised that, even knowing what we know about her, I was surprised she did. Well, Jesse Diggins, too, a couple weeks ago, she won, too. But the Lindsey Vonn stuff is just surreal. But we had a story, I think I mentioned this last time. We had a story a few years ago, her uncle talking about, she's been like this since she was a kid. Her uncle was active in the downtown theater crowd forever and ever. And he talked about, she just sort of came, she's been this way since she was just tenacious. I mean, she, you know, her dad set up a sort of pulley system in the backyard. She was doing ski jumps and stuff as a little kid. She's fearless, which clearly, if you've seen any video of these races,
oh my God,
it's insane.
I cannot imagine if you're on the hill on the mountain watching this and seeing that speed in person.
It would, and they're horizontal, and they're like, they're not on the skis.
No, no.
You're literally, it's just crazy.
And it's mainly just ice. It's not even snow anymore.
Right.
It's just ice. It's crazy. And the fact that she was out, the fact that she's had to replace so many body parts and does this, she's an all-timer. There's no doubt. I got to jump in. Get healthy. Enjoy your time. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
I was going to talk to FOIA with her, but we ran out of time. Rochelle Olson.
There you go.
Battling the crud. I'll make up other names, and Dan is my producer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.